Father Louis Haina is pastor at St. Agnes Cathedral, and he is also the director of the theater program at Springfield Catholic High School across town out there on Southeast Gate. And you all, go ahead and turn the microphone towards you first. I have a few questions for you. You guys do a big musical theater production every fall. And
another one in the spring.
Another one in the spring, but the one in the fall is...
is the biggest. Except this year it may be just as big in the spring.
Okay. We haven't talked about what you're doing in the spring, but you're going to do The Hunchback of Notre Dame. This is a musical comedy based on, of course, the Victor Hugo novel, but and using songs from the 1996 Disney animated film adaptation.
Correct.
Now, who wrote the book for this? Do you have any idea, or are you just... you're using the official Disney...
We're using the official.
Because I can't remember who wrote the music or the lyrics for this, but...
Music was Alan Menken.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense,
yes.
Because he does a lot of the stage musicals and the film musicals for the Disney Corporation. Now, this has been called a teaching play on numerous levels. Why is that?
Because it's taking place in the 1400s when handicapped or... soldiers coming back from war with one leg, one arm. They were just kind of shunned by society.
Ostracized, yeah.
Very much so. Single women, the Romani, the gypsies, anyone that stood out from any difference. And so when the musical came, it sent with it teaching materials so that we can explain to the students... work with the students on all of those were looked at by society as well as by the Catholic Church, and then to do somewhat of a comparison to today. Where is society today, 500-600 years later? We are improving.
Right.
And we can see that around town as we see the sidewalks being improved for wheelchairs. Wheelchair accessibility in the restrooms and so forth.
Right.
So it's a comparison.
The main theme basically is to not judge others by their appearance.
Correct.
And you have a cast of how many students?
36.
36 with a 10-piece orchestra, is that right?
It's now up to 14.
Now up to 14, all right. Audrey Smith is your musical director for this. And you brought two students with you. Bo Crockett and Quentin Hanna, and let's see who is playing what in the show.
So, I'm Bo Crockett. I will be playing Quasimodo. He is the Hunchback.
And I'm Quentin Hanna, and I will be playing King of the Gypsies, Clopin.
Well, all right, the show, there's, of course, being based on a Disney animated film, there's comedy galore, and there's great songs. But again, you have this message that you're trying to convey. As Quasimodo, playing the role of Quasimodo, what kind of, do you feel like there's a special burden on you as far as making this story really mean something?
Well, yes, because like as Quasimodo, I have to act as if I've known one person my entire life. And all of a sudden, I'm thrust into this outside world where people aren't necessarily going to be nice to me because I'm ugly, I'm deformed, and in that time, that was not a good thing. So it is kind of a challenge to try and balance kind of like the kind nature of Quasimodo, but also kind of all the hurt he has to take in.
All the hurt and all the abuse.
Yes.
And how he eventually responds to that and the difference, basically the difference that he makes. Now, Quentin, you're playing the King of the Gypsies. What is your situation in all of this?
Well, during that time with all the gypsies being discriminated against, I kind of act as the gypsies as a whole, their leader, and kind of act out in like rebellion of like, I want to be myself, and we all are wanting to express our personality and opinions and kind of go against the society at the time.
Find your own niche in society, basically.
Yes, yes.
I was going to ask Father Louis about the cooperation that you've built with local universities, Drury and MSU, bringing in people to work with your theater students?
Through Anne-Marie Coleman, who graduated from Drury University, the knowledge of some of the professors that she knew, we have been able to bring in different instructors for workshops here at MSU as well.
Well, you had an MSU student teach the kids how to do some stage sword play.
Combat instruction,
yeah. And a former art student at Drury designed and built the gargoyles for this set. You built the rest of the set, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Father Lewis is a skilled carpenter, so.
This is our biggest set that I've designed and built because it has two towers. And the students are in both levels of the towers, and the towers go almost to the ceiling of the theater. And then there is the stained glass window, which is the centerpiece of the Hunchback of Notre Dame musical. You'll see it on all the different websites.
Right.
And so all of those things are, they're not easy to build.
No, but how much help did you have from?
Not a whole lot.
Really? So you did primarily
I need people to help hold.
Right.
As we put together 12-foot, 14-foot tubefores and layers of plywood.
That's kind of scary. but I imagine the construction, you're careful as far as realizing, you know, I've got to have X number of students up here on this surface, this 20 feet off the ground, so
and
off the floor.
That way, if I'm doing it, I make sure that I have enough screws in it and enough support.
Right.
I'm not relying on anyone else. I'm relying on me.
Well, this production takes place next Thursday through Saturday.
Sunday.
Or Sunday, right. Yeah, right. Thursday through Sunday. I was looking at the evening shows. 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, November 14th through the 16th, and then Sunday the 17th, matinee at 2 p.m. And that, again, is at Springfield Catholic High School, 2340 Southeast Gate. And you access, it's easiest to access it via, what's the north-south street out there?
Blackman Road.
I was trying to think of Blackman Road, and I couldn't think of it. But you access it off Blackman Road. Tickets, I couldn't find online anything about ticket prices.
$10 for adults, $5 for students all the way through college. Our Sunday matinee is sold out.
Okay.
We do have 35 tickets left for Friday, and we have tickets for Thursday and Saturday.
So we mentioned Sunday, but don't go because...
There's one seat in the back corner, and that's reserved for MTI.
Okay, right. So tickets, and as you actually were saying on the Springfield Catholic website, tickets are going fast. You can call Springfield Catholic High School at 887-8817 or the St. Agnes Parish office at 831-3565. And there's a page of information about the performance, about the production at the St. Agnes website, stacathedral.org.
Yes.
So $10 for adults and $5 for students college age and younger for this stage adaptation of Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame, performed by Theater Department at Springfield Catholic High School, as led by Father Lewis Haina. And that is, again, next weekend at Springfield Catholic. And if we left anything out that people may need to know.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, Father Lewis, and thanks to Bo Crockett, our Quasimodo, for this production, and Quentin Hanna, who is the king of the gypsies in this production of Hunchback of Notre Dame next weekend at Springfield Catholic. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.